It's Wednesday, July 10th. I'm Lucy Steiner.
And I'm Sam Cedar. Which of these stories will you be talking about today?
Trump loses again as a federal judge blocks the DOJ's attempt to change their legal team in the census citizenship question case. Meanwhile, migrant children in an overcrowded Arizona border station allege physical abuse and sexual assault by U.S. agents. And lastly, France is adding an eco-tax to flights out of its airport starting in 2020, I assume because they hate liberty.
You are listening to Majority FM's AM Quickie, and these are the stories you need to know.
Story number one.
A federal judge on Tuesday blocked a request from the Department of Justice to replace the legal team handling the Trump administration's attempt to include a citizenship question on the 2020 census. U.S. District Judge Jesse Furman rejected the DOJ's bid to change the legal team, ruling that the, quote, defendants provide no reasons, let alone satisfactory reasons, for the substitution of counsel. For those keeping score at home, Trump has yet to win a single decision on the citizenship question, losing at every level of the judicial system, including the U.S. Supreme Court. God, that felt good to say.
Story number two.
NBC News is reporting that migrant children detained in Yuma, Arizona, have experienced physical and sexual abuse at the hands of Customs and Border Patrol officers in the facility. The kids say they've watched agents kick children to wake them, and a 15-year-old girl claims she was groped by a male officer during a pat-down who laughed with other officers while doing it. But yeah, that's totally protect the identities of these people. I'm sure the fact that they get to hide behind anonymity has nothing to do with the behavior here. Multiple reports in the past month have detailed horrifying conditions in Border Patrol facilities, including lack of soap, overcrowding, and widespread sickness.
Hey, Majority.fm's AM Quickie is fueled by JustCoffee.coop. Just Coffee is a worker-owned coffee roaster based in Madison, Wisconsin, that has sponsored the Majority Report for nearly a decade. Check out their collection of fair trade roasts, including our own Majority Report blend. And regardless of what you order, receive 10% off of your order when you use the code MAJORITY at checkout. All shipping, of course, is free. That's coupon code MAJORITY at justcoffee.coop.
France plans to implement a so-called eco-tax on nearly all airline flights starting in 2020, French Transport Minister Elisabeth Borne said Tuesday. The new tax could bring in some $200 million that France plans to invest in less polluting transportation options, like trains. Despite expected criticism from the airline industry, similar airfare taxes already exist in other countries. In Germany, a green tax adds between $9 and $50 to ticket prices, and Sweden introduced a comparable flight tax in the spring of 2018. And now for what we're following today, some quicker quickies.
Quicker quickie!
Former Trump National Security Advisor Michael Flynn will not testify against his former business partner in federal court next week because prosecutors no longer believe his version of events. A new North Carolina law allows prosecutors to charge drug dealers with second-degree murder in the case of an overdose death. Lindsey Graham wants to limit a liability exemption for internet platforms like Google and Facebook if they don't comply with industry best practices. And two New York Republicans announced this week that they are suing Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez over being blocked from her personal Twitter account. These are some pretty high-level reply guy tactics.
You got that right.
Quicker, quickie.
That's it, folks. Thanks for listening to Majority.fm's AM Quickie.
Hey, thank you, Lucy. Don't forget to check out the Majority Report today at noon for our live show or later wherever your podcasts are found.